Sherritt, Leibowitz pointed out, was a heavyset man who wore horn-rimmed spectacles and otherwise fitted the description of the man seen to have given Mrs. Bauer a lift in his car. Sherritt, he admitted, could have had a legitimate reason for being at that spot, for he was directing workmen on a nearby construction job. "Did you tell Mr. Sherritt that a woman had been murdered?" Leibowitz asked Patrolman Cosgrove. "He had," Cosgrove said, and Sherritt had replied, "Is that so?" without expressing further interest. District Attorney Falk leaped to his feet, indignantly objecting to the inference that Sherritt was Mrs. Bauer's murderer. "I suggest no such thing," Leibowitz blandly replied. Mildly, he pointed out that Sherritt answered the description of the driver of the car in which Mrs. Bauer had been driven away. Police Inspector Ernest Van Wagner took the stand. "Did Mr. Falk ask you to lay off Mr. Sherritt and give him a clean bill of health?" asked Leibowitz. "Objection!" shouted Falk, springing to his feet. Judge Humphrey ordered Leibowitz to rephrase his question. "Did he tell you he had interrogated Sherritt and Sherritt was okay?" questioned Leibowitz. Wagner agreed he had. Leibowitz's probing questions forced District Attorney Falk to put Horatio Sherritt on the stand.